Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Shout out to Scarface and the Ghetto Boys, man. My mind's playing tricks on me. This video used to freak me out as a kid. You ever seen this video, Will?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie.
When you've I seen heard a music
this,
video, Will?
When I heard the beat, I went to the other song.
Oh,
the
okay.
remix to it. Oh, okay. It happens like 3 or 4 times a show where I'll hear a sound and go, oh, it's this song. Oh, no.
Yacht Rock Friday, you hear Michael McDonald, stole. Do you think it's Regulators?
Oh, every time.
Yeah, right?
Every single time. I'm like, why is Warren G on Yacht Rock Friday?
I love me some Michael McDonald, too. I gotta let you
that
know.
That man
I'm
has
one
been
of those
sampled
guys,
more than anyone in hip-hop.
Listen, my grandmama loved her some Michael McDonald. That's the one white dude that she, her and him and, what's my guy, Carlton Banks used to love on Fresh Prince.
Wayne Newton.
No, not Wayne Newton, but does the dance to It's Not Unusual.
Isn't that Wayne Newton?
Is it Wayne? I don't know. I forget his name.
That's before my time. I'm no help.
Yeah,
I've got the music video up right now. I'm
that guy
figure
has
it
a
out.
Killer.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. There it is. Tom Jones. So yeah.
Look, let's be clear. They don't sound like white dudes.
I didn't know Michael McDonald was white until I saw his video with Patti LaBelle. I was like, wait, this dude's white.
Yeah.
Like, who knew? That's a soulful dude, man.
No, there was nothing about them that gave
definitely
that,
invited
that gave
to the
melanin away.
Definitely invited to the cookout. No, there's no raisins in that potato salad.
No,
promise it's not, man.
100%.
No, yeah, that's some Paula Deen potato salad right there, man. So, man, getting back into our Blazers talk, hot Blazers talk, man. We are blessed with the number 11 pick this year. And I was trying to be positive and say we were going to get the first pick. I just knew it was going to happen. I think there's a whole conspiracy afoot. We're not going to get into that.
I love
but
it.
Whatever.
Tighten that tinfoil.
Oh, I mean, hey, man, I just don't see how Dallas pulls
Look,
this
I mean,
with that. Just it doesn't make sense.
There's plenty of strings to pull on.
Yeah, I'm just saying. So we'll leave that there for another day. However, the Blazers have to make another decision, and that's who do you take with the number 11 pick in this year's draft? Now, I'm going to be real with you guys. College basketball is not my
jam.
No, it's not. It's hard to get behind college basketball because I'm a traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I enjoy teams. Right? So I enjoy dominant teams over the years, which is why I believe women's college basketball has taken off so much because those ladies stay for 2 and 3 years.
3 and 4.
Yeah, right? And so they let you know who they are and who to follow.
You build it up over time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I know to watch when I watch LSU or I know when I watch South Carolina. I know who these ladies are. I know who these teams are. I know these coaches are. I can't say that with college basketball.
With the men's side
because they're all one and done. And it's messed up because for me, as you're talking draft capital, if I'm a senior who's great, all of a sudden, I'm considered not as
good
because I decided to come out and stay in college, which is an awesome experience, by the way. But I decided to stay in college for 3 years, 4 years. And because of that, I messed up my draft capital. So now it's a big one and done thing. So it's tough for me to know everybody who's cold every year. That said, we know who the top 3 picks in this year's draft are going to be.
Well, top 2 for sure.
Top 2 for sure.
Three's where it gets interesting.
Three is where it's getting, because, you know, this is usually a time of year that we're starting to get a lot of international names that are starting to come into the fold and stuff for the draft. But I don't think the Blazers are going to have to worry about either of those three or four names at the top of the draft. No. Unless there's some weird fall.
There's been some intel on a couple guys.
Some drugs,
some
alcohol, some, you know, some something that's terrible, some lost stuff. But if that's not the case, the Blazers are looking at that number 11 pick. I know that there have been some workouts here in town. I believe that were you at some of those? Or
yeah, I've been at most of them. There was one today I didn't go to, just to make sure.
Without getting anybody specific, what was there anybody that excited you or that you saw that was like, oh yeah, this dude could definitely fit here?
So there's been a private workout that wasn't open to the media, but other than that, they've only brought in one group of guys that were first rounders, and that's where you saw guys like Asa Newell and Jakes Richardson, like Rashear Fleming, the Hanson Yang. They had some guys come through there that you're like, okay, these are no doubt first round guys, but they weren't at pick number 11. And what's been really interesting is you know, we're literally 2 weeks out from the draft, 2 weeks or between the 2 weeks and 1 day. We're 15 days from the NBA draft. We're 2 weeks from the golf tournament out at Langdon. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But usually around this time, workouts really start to ramp up. But well, here's what's interesting. Really, from picks 5 through 13 or 14, you can make a justification for a lot of different guys. It's kind of an eye of the beholder. And it's not in the same situation it was last year where the draft was down. Like, it just, overall talent, it wasn't as high. This is more of like, okay, what do you like? Do you want to take a swing at a guy like a Nosenge from France via Ratio Farm Ulm? Do you want to take a swing on a guy at Arizona and Carter Bryant? Do you want maybe some more shooting and Trey Jones from Texas? Do you want some, you know, more stable kind of bulky guard wing type in Konka Nipple from Duke? Like, there's just a lot of different guys that can go in this range, and you're not really sure. You know, I know some front offices really like Derek Queen from Maryland, and I know some front offices are like, I wouldn't touch him in the lottery. And so it's an eye of the beholder situation. But as it pertains to the Blazers, because they're picking at 11, there's a lot of guys who think they could go 5, 6, 7, 8 who maybe don't want to come work out for a team picking 10, 11, 12, 13. You know, agents are trying to control that process because they want to make sure that they're trying to steer their guys closer up the lottery. And then there's, you know, unfortunately throughout this process, and this happens every year, guys pick up nicks and dings and, you know, a rolled ankle in a workout here. They don't want to send a guy into a workout, possibly aggravate an injury or have a complete dog ass workout. Yeah. Like, and for those that wonder, like, those do happen. Like,
oh, for sure.
There are plenty of workouts that, like, to be fully clear, like, and I've talked about this a ton of times. Tumani Kamara came in, his workout sucked. It was like his 13th or 14th workout in 15 days.
Jeez.
He was cooked. Yes, and like, he's told me before, like, I kind of sold that workout. Like, I was just, I had nothing left. I'm flying all over the country every day. And people are like, oh, you know, whatever. It's like, no, man, this is an intensive thing. It's not just the workout part of it. It's the mental part of it. It's like, oh, here's another team. And like, you know, I need to make sure I study up on this roster. And how do I fit with this team? Because they're going to ask me questions about, what do you think of this player? How do you think you would fit in our system? So, like, there's the mental preparation. Yeah. And then there's traveling a couple thousand miles. And then there's, you're tired as hell because even though your college season's over, you've been working out nonstop in preparation
having
for the
that
NBA
lift
draft.
In your legs, you know, after, you know, even after that fifth workout, you know, might be a little bit tougher on a lot of these guys. That's why it's always great to have, you know, those first three, four workouts. Those are usually golden.
The ones you want to try to prioritize.
Yeah, those are the ones that are usually golden. Those are typically the teams that are going to kind
pick
of draft
you in your
you
range.
In that area and everything. But once you start getting into workout number 7, workout number 8, then you've been doing this.
Or in the teens.
Or in the teens, you've been traveling around. You don't want to miss shots.
You're cooked.
And that's where it is. Like, I remember, I think the one thing that sold a lot of people here on Dame, at least as far as what I remember reading towards the draft,
License to Lillard,
was the fact that he did not miss a shot during his workouts.
Dame's workout regimen coming in, Phil Beckner had him ready to go. And it was part of the PR push with his agency and everything else, too, that kind of went along with that. They had the License to Lillard series, which was him going into the NBA draft.
It's one of the best rookie campaigns that we've ever seen. How to market yourself for Bar Friday.
He just took off. We're talking legendary workouts. So Donovan Mitchell, he had his workout in Utah. And the front office in Utah told every media member, if any single one of you mentions this workout, you will never be back in this building again. because the workout was so good and the Jazz were so locked in. Like,
tell everybody it's terrible. Tell everybody you did terrible.
We're going to trade, and this is the guy we're going to take.
I'm starting a rumor. Tell everybody the draft workout was terrible.
Yeah, like we don't
want him. They want him,
and that you know, there have been workouts here where a couple of years ago a guy did not miss a shot, like just absolutely torched the place. And he actually ended up going back to the college basketball. But they were like every coach that I talked to was like, I don't think he missed.
See,
like he just hit everything, and they were like, "Yeah, no, he's a shooter."
So hopefully, Igor Demin, the point guard slash shooting guard from BYU, has he had a workout? And I mean, hopefully, it was if he did, hopefully it was good. But it's another point guard slash shooting guard that the Blazers desperately need. Right?
They need playmaking, more of these. They need creation. They need shooting. And Demin didn't shoot the ball incredibly well at BYU. He did shoot the living hell out of the ball at the combine. He's put some work into his jumper, kind of tightened some things up, which is typically what you'll see from young guys.
Yeah.
And then you've got Kasparis Jakaciones, the guard from Illinois, 6'6", who ended up shooting, 32% from three, but shot it well from the free throw line, had some injuries that he kind of had to deal with. I think in the long run, I think he's going to be able to shoot the ball. If the Blazers were picking an 11, and let's say kind of the not necessarily projects, but the guys that might have more upside in like a Senga and Bryan are gone, Jakaciones is the guy that I think that I like there the most.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's what the Blazers can do, because apparently he's supposed to be Austin Reeves or perhaps DeLon Wright. We're not sure. Low end could be DeLon Wright. So we'll see what it is. But yeah, man, that's what's going to happen for the Blazers. Fingers crossed, because he very well could turn into the next superstar for the Blazers. You never really know at that 11 to 15. We've seen guys go later and become stars.
Well, I mean,
you've seen
guys in that range. You mean Jalen Williams, Tyrese Halliburton, and SGA are 11 and 12 picks.
Devin Booker later in the draft, so Giannis later in the draft.
Yeah.
So
it's actually kind of an area that teams are profiling, like, you've got a question mark on a guy. Like with Tyrese, his jumper was, kind of weird. With SGA, it was like, is he ever going to be able to shoot from inside the paint? With Booker, is he going to be strong enough to really get downhill? Giannis was such a big project. Jalen Williams was kind of this unknown guy out of Santa Clara who you're like, what's he going to do? But then they go to a place like, do you know about P3?
I'm
Sports
sure.
Training Institute. So
oh, yes.
They,
okay.
They've got, actually one of the Blazers player development guys, Gil Abraham, used to work there.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But they have these floors that are sensor plates. And what it does, it can pick up displacement. And so what that tells you is basically how many, pounds per square inch that somebody uses to either accelerate or decelerate, or how quickly someone. So there's max vertical. Let's say, Shaden's got like a 47, 48 inch vertical.
Damn.
But how there's guys in the league that whose vertical maybe is not as high, but they get to a higher point faster. So like there's all these like
quick off their,
very quick off their feet. Like Donovan Clingan's a guy that has to really load up to get up. And even then he's not a big vertical guy. Whereas, you look at some bigs in the NBA or kind of the tweener athletic builds like Onyeka Okongwu for the Atlanta Hawks, who gets off his feet super quick. And it's like,
okay.
like what do you value? And Jalen Williams has some of the best scores that P3 has ever seen. Like, he was incredible in his lateral quickness and his ability to change directions. I was listening to the president of P3 was on with Kyle Mann of The Ringer last week, and they were talking about how, you know, teams are starting to look more and more into this data because they through the, you know, the data and the math of an NBA game and the player tracking, they found that basically a third of the game, players are moving side to side. So if a third of the game is moving side to side, how well you move side to side matters. And you can actually, you know, trace this stuff and use the math behind
it. Now, it's a great way to see who's going to be good on defense and who's going to be able to move their feet and
things
everything.
That translate,
so,
yes.
So no excuses for you cats to be weak anymore, man. Hopefully we can come in and you can be a huge help, because guess what? The Blazers need a whole lot of help right now. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, but I guess there's still just a little more NBA talk, man. We hear that the Bucks are not trying to move Giannis, and we also hear KD is probably on the move. So we'll talk about that next when we come back right here. Danny and Friends, 1080 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.